been reflecting a little bit on how Jesus came proclaiming the kingdom of God, came to proclaim this great message of salvation, and many people rejected that. At least initially, that message of salvation was not sown on ground that was ready to receive it. So the seed fell on rocky ground or weedy ground. Today's passage in Matthew comes right after a section where Jesus is warning the people about the danger of ignoring this call to repentance that he's giving. And he's sort of lamenting their lack of openness to the message. Jesus came to reveal his Father to us, our Father. And very few people who had power or authority or position or status, very few of those people in the culture at the time paid much attention to his message. If anything, they were a little suspicious or resentful of Jesus because he was kind of calling them on and calling everybody to this new way of repentance. So it wasn't the wise or the learned who first responded to Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom of God. By and large, most of those who heard Jesus were kind of interested in his miracles and his healings and all the things that he did for them, and they were kind of excited about that. And they sort of imagined him as a political savior from the Romans, so they were kind of more interested in that part of Jesus. But the vast majority of those who heard him didn't really respond in that radical way to change their lives, to come to live in a different way, to follow Jesus in the radical way that he calls us to. And because he didn't curry favor with the ruling class, eventually he was executed for the fact that the leaders didn't really want to hear him or didn't really want to have this rabbi going around and proclaiming a new message. As a parish priest, in some way I'm to share this path of Jesus, to preach the message, to promote discipleship among the potential followers of Jesus, to carry out the work of sanctifying the people of God through the salvation of the sacraments, and to bring order to the church on the parish level. In a nutshell, that's really what the parish ministry is all about, to bring that message to the parish. So there's a call to lay down my life as Christ has done. And therefore, there ought to be some expectation, I think, for any priest, especially a parish priest. I don't know about religious priests or other priests. I'm sure they do too in their own way. But there's some expectation that I'm going to share in that crucifixion that Jesus goes through. Now, hopefully not in a literal way, but in some sense, there should be a recognition that that's my call. I won't say that there hasn't been difficult moments during my assignment here, but for the most part, there's been a great openness to the seed of the gospel here. It's been a great surprise to find such fertile ground to work with. I don't know all the factors that have led to that openness. I mean, I could guess. At this point, I can see the community here and recognize many signs of why it's such fertile ground. But it's been a beautiful place to labor for souls, a beautiful place to come and try to bring the good news of Jesus. And to see that openness that you have, the openness to receive the message of Jesus. I guess I could echo Jesus' own words today. I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. I do give praise for God's goodness in allowing me to come here, to be with you, to celebrate the sacraments, the Mass, the joys and sorrows of life with you for these past 4 years. It's been a great gift to me. I'm grateful for it. So humbled by the fact that you accepted me and followed me, even though I was pretty green, pretty inexperienced. So I'm grateful for that you were willing to follow someone who didn't know a lot of things about pastoring. So it's been a great place for me to learn, and I'm grateful for that. I have a huge amount of gratitude for the opportunity to serve here in this cluster. There's truly a sadness I have in leaving and going to a different place. But as I've reflected upon these last weeks, more and more I want to remember and hold on to the gratitude. The gratitude for having been here. My sense is that from talking to other priests across the nation and even in other countries, there's something unique about this community. There's something that's not always present in other places. Something very special. that you have to offer. And I don't know what the Lord is doing. He's doing something. I'm not exactly sure how he's going to call you to respond, but there's a part of me that just recognizes that. We have our own challenges, of course, you know that, and there's difficulties that we have to overcome, but not many priests get that experience that I've had, the privilege of witnessing a community like this one, so I'm grateful. I see people living their faith, people who are striving to put Christ at the center of their lives. I've witnessed that devotion and love of our Lord, which is a beautiful thing to see. I've seen your desire to journey to eternal life, both in life and in death. And not only that desire for eternal life, but a willingness to live your life in accord with that desire. It has inspired me to be a better priest, I think, to want to give myself, to truly seek to grow in holiness and fidelity to my call. I am well aware of the fact that I have some shortcomings, many shortcomings, that I have at times perhaps lacked courage to make difficult decisions or to speak in unveiled truth. I am cognizant of the fact, the reality, that you just can't please everyone. That's one lesson I certainly can take away from here. No matter how nice I try to be or how much I am a people pleaser at heart, in the end, to be dad means that sometimes you just gotta be okay with the fact that not everybody's gonna agree. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn, probably something I will have to continue to learn in my priesthood. But I'm grateful for the fact that I got to learn it here, where you were so gentle with me, so I'm grateful for that. Many parishioners here have that desire for the undiluted faith, a true desire to be faithful to Christ and His church. It's not always the case that every faith community wants the full gospel. It's sometimes easier to want part of it or the part that already fits with our life so that we don't have to go through some conversion or some overcoming of our own faults or failures. So to see that your desire is for everything that Christ proclaims is again a great sign to me, a great encouragement to me. It has convicted me to be aware of the precious gift that our faith really is. And it's given me courage to strive to be more comfortable when it comes to saying or doing the difficult things. It has given me the opportunity to step out of my comfort zone and to beg God's grace and guidance at times, to work through pastoral situations. So many times when I was afraid, or I didn't know how it was gonna go, or how do I say this, or what do I do here? How do I balance everything? Lord, what am I supposed to do? You know, the Lord works. He's pretty amazing. He works it out, and He always gives the grace, either to myself or to the parishioners to reconcile or to work through our differences. So I'm grateful again for that. For these opportunities to trust in God's grace, I am extremely blessed. Even though often I was very nervous and fearful or not sure how it was going to turn out, I think the Lord was always very merciful, so I'm glad to have had that opportunity to grow in that way. I was stretched in ways that made me uncomfortable at times. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but there were a number of times where I didn't know how to approach things, and you were patient and gracious, so I'm thankful. You've been gracious, patient. You've helped me to get past my own insecurities, my own personal limitations. Not that I resign myself to them or just kind of give up or say, you know, I guess I'm just going to fail in that way, but rather to seek the grace, the divine grace that God gives to overcome those challenges that I maybe can't do on my own. And to bring people alongside, people who have gifts or talents or abilities to help in that way. So there's many people here in the parishes that have really supported me or have been there for me to help me work through things when it comes to planning or vision or whatever it may be. There's always somebody there that can be called to help out, and so I'm grateful for that. There are all kinds of unknown things when I came here 4 years ago, 2 years ago in Our Lady of Fatima and Holy Family. So there were lots of unknowns, and there's still a lot of unknowns. A lot of things that we still have to figure out or things that are still kind of in progress. But it gives me confidence to keep walking in faith. It's been an exercise in growing in that awareness that God provides, that His providential care is with us, and trusting in that reality that God is at work here. It's not just up to you or to me to make something happen, but the Lord has a plan. St. Paul's words of encouragement are an apt reminder to live by the Spirit of God. In other words, to know and believe that we are in the hands of God. Flesh and blood are not the only forces at work in our lives. Life in the Spirit is the path which God offers to us, and you have helped me take that path. So again, I'm grateful. So if you haven't got the picture yet, gratitude, right? That's kind of what I'm talking about. I'm grateful, I'm blessed, and I'm very pleased to have been here for this time. And I really do want to focus on that. So grateful that for the chance to have been here, to have served for this short while in this part of the Lord's vineyard. I've reaped many fruits, many blessings that I didn't plant, that were planted by others or kind of grown by others. And I hope someday that those who come after will be able to reap a harvest from some of the things that I've done as well. So I guess we could focus on what we're losing or what we're sad about. And I could do that too. But I guess I want to focus on the fact that I'm grateful to have served here and trying to focus on that gratitude of seeing how God has worked and continues to work and continues to call us, you know, to follow Him. The Lord does continue to speak to His church. He continues to invite us to rest in Him. And may our hearts find rest in the Lord, and may gratitude help us reflect on what the Lord has done and will continue to do here in this cluster. God bless you.